We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Yud Ches. We begin on the bottom of Yud Zayin Mud Beis, 6 lines up from the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a steer in the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We had a braisa on the previous daf that spoke about a machlokes regarding the halach of mashkin min haTorah, regarding if they acquire min haTorah, do they transmit min haTorah to other things. So the opinion that was quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda was that he held that it will even be considered a tumah deraisa, even to transmit tumah to other things regarding the halachas of beverages. And that the Gemara had asked on the previous daf on Daf Yud Zayin Mabez, that seemed clearly from a different braisa, that he holds that it's only tumah midrabanan and not deraisa. On that the Gemara said that it's true, Yehuda retracted his opinion. And that is, although it sounded like he held it was deraisa, he concluded as the braisa was brought on Daf Yud Zayin, that it's only midrabanan. On that the Gemara asked as follows. The contradiction that was mentioned was regarding the halachic status of mashkin being metame kelim. So the question was ibayilhu. They asked the following question: Mikelim hu dehadur bay? Was it only regarding the inability of mashkin to be metame kelim? And that he said that although in his previous opinion in that brisa on the previous daf he said that there in that Torah that mashkin to be metame both oichlin food items, which is the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael and Shimon. And even more, he said, because the pasuk there was told by Kalim that it could even be Mitami, Kalim in Atara. And that is what we're saying, obviously, from the Brisa on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis over here, earlier up on the Amud, where that Brisa was talking about being Mitami Kalim, that was obvious as Omid Rabbanon, and that is what he retracted. However, regarding food items that he would hold, like Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, that liquids are metame oichlin min haTorah. It's only that he retracted, as we have to see from the Braisa on Daf Yud Zayin Beis regarding Kalim. However, regarding food items, maybe there he agrees to their opinion in that three-way machloikis that it's only Kalim not, but oichlin mashkemi would be metame haTorah. Or maybe he totally retracted from the biblical status of Tumah regarding the mashkin to be metame other things. Like Rameir, that he said that mashkin not metame, even food items, and it's only midrabanan that it is. And therefore, the Gemara's question is this, that he retracted, which he obviously did. Did he go all the way like Rameir, which is the other opinion? Or is it only part way like Rabbi Yisrael and Mishimon that they say that Kalim not, but Macholim yes? Some of Nachma Yisrael Toshma is being a riot from Mishnah Masechtas Parah. It says Parah that a cow, either of a carbon or of a chulin cow, shesasasa mechatas, that it drank the mechatas, which is the para aduma that sprayed on to people that are tummy, and it was slaughtered now, that and it drank up this liquid. And now it was slaughtered while the liquid was still in the animal's stomach. On that, the halacha says, b'sara tummy, the flesh of the animal becomes tummy, because the animal's flesh was mekabel tuma from the mechatas, from the purifying waters, because the halacha is, as it says in the pasuk of Midri Yotas, that it says, v'hanagia b'mehanida, whoever touches these waters, which are called meinida, that the waters of these mechatas are metame, even people, even kelim, it's metame, all these things. So therefore, this cow, they drank it, and it's within the time that it's still in its stomach, it's going to become veng tuma. Yehuda says, however, we continue on top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, but lo b'me'ah. We say that it's nullified in its intestines, that it's not fit to be anymore these mechatas to be used as purifying waters, and since it doesn't have its name anymore, it's not going to transmit tumah further, and it's not a problem. So now the Gemara says, v'isal g'daitach, and if you would think to say that Yehuda holds that mashkin, regular beverages, that they are mitame food items, as you would want to say, possibly that he would hold like Rabbi Yisrael Mishimon, but mikelim hu dehadur bay. It's only from vessels that he retracted, and that is, as we wanted to say, that is although that the status of mechatas is no more on this, regarding that it should have a halacha of an avha tumah to mitame adam and kelim, which is what regular mechatas has, and you're saying that regarding regular beverages, which is that there's two components essentially in this mechatas. There's the component of it being mechatas, which we quoted a pasuk just before, that's metame all these things, other mekelim. And then there's the fact that it itself is tame by virtue of having come in contact with itself, of that it was mechatas, that's metame. So even when the status of mechatas leaves, it still has the general category of beverages being tame in atayra. So although you're saying that it won't be metame adam and kelim anymore, because A, it loses the status of mechatas, and B, you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda definitely retracted that regular mashkin cannot be metame adam and kelim. However, however, you wanted to say that regarding food items, that there he does hold like Rabbi Yisrael Mishimon, he didn't totally retract. And that is, it still retains a vestige of it being considered a liquid, a beverage. And therefore, it's not less, although it's not any more mechatzes, but it's not worse than any mashkin that is tummy, that will convey tummy to the flesh, to the meat that is being eaten, because it's a meichel, it's a eichel, and Rabbi Yishev Shimon hold that, and that's what we're proposing, that maybe Yehuda holds like them, that therefore it should be metami, the meat itself. And therefore, amai batlu b'mayehu legamri, why are we saying that it's totally nullified in its stomach, that even regarding, and it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda's statement is a blanket statement, and therefore he's saying that the basar will not be tameh. But the question is, and that would be even regarding any status of tumah, which would be even the tumas of oichlin, but why is that? Now the Gemara elaborates on what we had alluded to before. Now, although you're right, the stringent tumah of mechatas, it will not be transmitting tumah anymore, and that is if a person or a vessel touches this mechatas that's inside the stomach of the cow, it won't be called anymore, quote, mechatas anymore, because that attack, it loses its bottle inside the stomach. However, tumah kalam, however, regarding lenient tumah, for example, for the meat itself of tumas maicham to become tameh, mi enitami, that should transmit the tumah of the mechatas to the flesh, because it's not worse than just regular beverages, regular liquid. And it doesn't lose the shame tumah that had on that it was tameh from itself. There's no greater touching from the thing that touches itself. And therefore, as Rashi explains, although it loses the status of, quote, mechatas from it, but it is like beverages that touch the mechatas. So although it loses mechatas, it itself is tameh, and therefore that should go ahead and transmit the tumah to the flesh. Because you say, like Rabbi Yisrael Shimon, that mashkin armor tameh deraisa, not kelim, but oichlin. So obviously you hear from here that he totally retracted. And since outside of the stomach, it would not be metame, these mashkin oichlin only with drabonin. See here, regarding the mechatas in the stomach, since it's what's called a milsle shchicha, it's not such a common thing, drabonin would not gezer, and therefore obviously he held like Remeir, that it totally retracted, there is no tumas mashkin to be metame other things, even machalim, min hatar olman nim drabonin. That the Gemara gives two dechias. The Gemara says that no, we can't prove from here that Yehuda totally retracted, and he holds like Remeir, not like Rabbi Yisrael Shimon. Because my batlu b'me'eho nami, what does it mean that it was nullified in its stomach? It means batlu mitumah chamur, you're right, it only means that it lost its stringent tumah of being metame adem ekelim, a person and vessels. Tumah kala, and that's meaning regarding the status of the mechatas that it had, that it was metame adem ekelim. But regarding lenient tumah, which is the tumah of food items, regarding the tumah of beverages and food items, that metame, that it would convey tumah like Rabbi Yishai and Rishimin, and it's not a difficulty. Although the terminology sounded like a blanket statement of Rabbi Huda, it was regarding what it was up until now of mechatas, but regarding tumas machalim, that it would convey as Rabbi Yishai and Rishimin. But then that the Gemara asks, if that's the case, Mechalal de Tana Kama, who argues on Rabbi Huda, Savar tumah chamur nami metame. So obviously, he's saying, you're saying Rabbi Huda is being makel in the sense that there is no tumah because it's bottle. Oh, but what tumah is there even according to Rabbi Huda? Tumah kala. So the Tana Kama that argues and is being more stringent, he's obviously saying even the tumah chamur there is there, that is, it'll convey even the tumah of mechatas. But how can you say that? Habisari tumah ktani. But the Tana Kama says that it's only that the flesh will be tummy, and that it's only conveying tummy to the basar, and that is not to people and vessels that touch it to be considered tummy. But why would that be? If you're saying that it still has even tummy chamura, it should be tummy, even adam mekalim. And that the Gemara says that's not a difficulty, because really there's no two opinions over there. Kul Rabbi Yehudahi, that whole statement was one statement. But chesur mechzer, and there are words missing, it's all Rabbi Yehuda, v'chik tan, this is what it was saying. Parasha shasasa mechatas, the cow that drinks mechatas, this purifying waters, besare tame, then the flesh becomes tame. When did we say this tumah kala? That's only on the status of a lenient tumah regarding tumas macholim that are there for beverages and food items. Tumah chamur, however, the stringent tumah, that is these liquids that are transmitting tumah to the flesh, is not going to be on to be considered mechatas, which would have a tumah chamur to then go ahead and be metame people that would touch it. That lie, that it would not go ahead and convey tumah. And the reason is, Rabbi Huda Eimer, batlu b'me'eho, because Rabbi Huda says that what is batl? The status, the halachic status of mechatas, that is batl in the stomach. However, it does retain a vestige of tumah, of tumas machalim, that it will transmit tumah to the food items, and that is because Rabbi Huda could hold like a b'yisim shimon. Now the Gemara gives a different interpretation to say that again, that it wouldn't be a proof that Rabbi Yehuda would hold like Rabbi Meir and possibly even holds like Rabbi Yosef ben Shimon. Rav Ashi Amar says, L'oil mitruth, but l'b'me'eho l'gamri. Not like the first teretz in the Gemara that wanted to say that it could still be like Rabbi Yosef ben Shimon, that it was only halfway, only batl the mechatis, but it still had it. It's totally, that it even loses the status of liquids to be metame other things, even under tamakala. However, there's still not a proof that it would be midrabanan. And it could be it's deraisa like Rabbi Yosef ben Shimon. However, here, why it's not going to convey tumah status to the machalim is mishum dehavale mashkas rach. Because very simply, when it goes into the cow stomach, it becomes putrid, it becomes spoiled water. And it's taught in Teres Kainim that when it says v'chol mashka sheyishasa v'chol kli yitma, that any beverage that will be drunk that's in a vessel will be tamei, and that in the sense regarding if it could transmit tumah too, excludes spoiled beverages, and therefore that's why it's different. That's why it's not transmitting it. Not because it's omid abon, it's deraisim. But here it's spoiled, and that's why it's not transmitting it. And those are two terutzim to say that it's not a raya from here that he totally tracked like Rabbi Meir. Rather, he could hold the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara resumes discussing that braisa that talks about these three different opinions, which we were talking about Rabbi Yehuda, which are, again, there's Rabbi Meir that says that it's only mid rabbanan. And then you have Rabbi Yehuda in that braisa he had said that it transmits tumma midday raisa even to Kalim. And then he retracted on that, which it's not clear if he retracted all the way, or to the third opinion of Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Ayman, they say that lo'eichlin tameim, that the halachic status of beverages in the case of doubt, since it is biblical, it will be considered a status of tameim. L'keim tameim, but to vessels where that's not d'iraisa, that's only midrabanan, and therefore in the case of doubt, if the mashkim tameim were metame kelim, it's going to be tahar, because it's not a suffix d'iraisa, rather a suffix d'rabban. On that, Amar Rabba B'chan Amar B'shlokish, he comes to explain one of the two opinions of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Shimon, specifically Rabbi Yosi's opinion in this halacha. He says, Rabbi Yosi B'shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amar. This halacha of Rabbi Yosi that said that the food will become tamei from the mashkin min ha-taira and the not the kli, was Rabbi Yosi was going in the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, as Rashi brings, as the Gemara brings in Masechtas Yevamos. Rabbi Yosi was a student of Rabbi Kiva, as it says over there that the world was desolate until Rabbi Kiva came to the Talmid Chacham in the south, and he taught them in there Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. So the Gemara is explaining now from Rabbi Bachana that this halach of Rabbi Yosi is going and following the footsteps of the teaching of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva. The Darish Yitmo Yitame, that Rabbi Kiva, his Rebbe, made a similar drasha, which then his student made the same drasha of when it says in the Pasig regarding food items that became Tame, it says Yitmo, they will become Tame. So the drasha was that Yitame, and not only that it becomes Tame, but it even transmits Tumma to other things, that although it's read Yitmo, but it's written in a way that it could be read Yitame, so too Rabbi Yosi, his student, regarding the Tumma of Mashkin, his Rebbe did it by Machalim, but his student did it regarding liquids, the same thing that it says Yitmo, that you could read it Yitame, and that's where he knows this halacha, that it was able to be Tame food items, because it says Yitmo to Darshan Yitame. It's not like we learned the Mishnah Masechta Saita, that Rabbi Kiva had done this drasha, and his student Rabbi Yosi now is following that. It says, Baibayim on that day, which is always a reference to the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, Darash Rabbi Kiva made the following drasha. It says in the Pasuk V'yikra, V'chol kli cheres, in every earthenware vessel, asher yipol mehem, the goyim that will fall into them, etc. Now the Pasuk over there concludes that it will fall into it, whatever is inside of it, yitma will be tamei v'aisis yishbar, and then the earthenware vessel you're going to break. Now it's taught in the Brice in the Nakol Sheikh and Chul Nef Chavdalma Bey is that although it didn't touch the vessel, rather this sheretz is only hanging in the airspace, the kli becomes a kli rishin, and it says kol asher b'toicha yitma, whatever is inside will be tamei because of the vessel. Now ultimately what that means is that the oichel that's there is becoming a sheni because the sheretz is an avatoma. The kli, that's the airspace of the kli that the sheretz is in, makes the kli into a rishon. The food item that's on the vessel is going to become a sheni. So now, eino emer tamei, Rabbi Kiva made a drasha. The pasuk there doesn't say that this food item, which is a sheni, it doesn't say that it's tamei, eli yitma. It's written in a way that yitma. Why does it say that terminology? Rather, to make a drasha, to say yitamei achem, that could even transmit tumah to something else. Limida, kikar sheni, this teaches us regarding a loaf of bread that's a sheni, because the pasuk is talking about food items, because it says after it's mekala oichel asher yoichel from all the food items that will be eaten, and this is inside the kli. That's what the pasuk is saying, yitma. So obviously you see that a kikar sheni, a loaf of bread that's a sheni, again because the sheretz is a av, The Kli is the Rishon. And then what it says there in the Pasuk, that becomes tummy from that, the food item, is a Sheni, She'oyse Shlishi B'chun, that obviously it can make even a Shlishi in a Chun, which is a specific Shita of Rebbe Kiva, that others don't hold like that, that you can make a Shlishi even by Chun. Rebbe Kiva holds it, you see from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk doesn't differentiate, it just says it's Tam. And therefore that would include even Chulin, that because it says Yitma to say Yitame, that it could even convey Tuma to a Chulin item and make it into a Shlishi. So now the Gemara explains. V'hacha, and over here, by where it says yitma, by the beverages, what Rabbi Yossi is talking about, like he says, similar drasha, like we said, of his Rebbe, that it could go ahead and mimitami something else, to mimitami a food item. Hechi darish. How does Rabbi Yossi make the drasha to say that it's going to be mimitami a food item, but the beverages will not be mimitami other beverages that are similar to it, and it won't be metame even a kli? The Gemara is going to explain now first Rabbi Yossi, and then it's going to explain the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. But we're saying, we found Rabbi Kiva, that he says yitma yitame. So we're saying specifics now regarding the drasha of Rabbi Yossi. He says the same thing, that yitma yitame by mashkin, whereas by Rabbi Kiva we found it by machalim. How exactly do we understand it, that he says it specifically, that the mashkin that's yitame will only be metame machalim, but not beverages that are like the same as the beverage itself, and it won't be metame kale? So the pasuk over there says, that every beverage that will be drunk that's in the vessel, and that is, if this beverage was inside of the kli cheres, which is what the pasuk over there is talking about, yitma, then it will be tummy. And we darshan that terminology again as the same thing what his Rebbe had said, that why does he use yitma, not tummy, to say yitame, that it will convey tummy to other things, latame tummas oichlin, that this beverage could go ahead and now be matame food items. That is what we darshan, and we say it. Do you say letame tumas oichlin, that this beverage is, that now we understand from the terminology yitma that it can be matame other things, that to matame food items, or yeina letumas mashkin, to letame tumas mashkin, or maybe it's even to go ahead and be matame other liquids too? How do you know that it's just to matame food items? So Amrit, you would say loikachaya. That's not the way it was. The Gemara asked right away, my loikachaya. What does that mean? That's not the way it was. How do you know that's not the interpretation, that yitma to be metami even mashkin also? So that Amar Papa, la mitzinu tuma sha'isa kayitza. But we never find that tuma could be transmitted from something to something just of its same type. As the Gemara later on will bring, that's why it's written that it's red yitma. It's red in that way to tell you that yitma, it will become tame, but it will not make other things tame also. And that's why, although the drasha is learnt in the way it's written, is to be that you could be metame other things too, but since it's red yitma, to tell you that only it becomes tame, not other things, and then obviously what it is metame other things, and only things dissimilar to itself, and that it cannot be metame other beverages too. That's one interpretation. Ravina says that to answer this question of how do you know that it's only be metame other food items and not similar that mashkin it would convey it to, because megufi dekra namila mitzis amit, from the pasuk itself you can't say that yitma letame tumas mashkin, that when it says yitma, that now to make the drasha of yitame should be that the mashkin could go ahead and be metame other mashkin. And the reason is the sogatai dechitma de sefer, because if you would think that yitma of the end of the pasuk, which that's a reference to mashkin, there the pasuk says the first half talks about food items, which is the drasha of Rebbe Kiva, and the second half of the pasuk talks about beverages, which is what Rebbe Yossi is talking about. So if you're saying that the end of the pasuk, the sefer, which is the drasha of Rebbe Yossi, is talking about that it could be metame beverages, letame tumas mashkin, that it could go ahead and this beverage that became tame yitma could be metame other beverages, but the question is, yitma the reisha, but the yitma of the first half of the pasuk, which talks about the capacity of food items to become tummy and then hence yitame to be metame other things, nami letame tumas mashkin, that it's also talking about the ability of the food items to go ahead and only be metame other beverages, as the Gemara later on will explain, because it says over there in that pasuk, tummy who, that it is tummy. And on that, the Gemara makes the drasha that who tummy, only the food item is tummy, but it cannot make other things similar to it. Now, from the fact that we have to be memayed food items, that this food will become tummy, but other food items not. So obviously, what is it that we're including that it could be metame? Obviously, only to beverages. So then the question becomes, if both halves of the pasuk, whether by food items or by beverages, are coming to include that they could both be metame other things, and those other things are both beverages, So why does it say Yitma, Yitma two times in the Pasuk, which one Reb Kiva is doing the drasha, and one Reb Yis is doing the drasha? Narvinu v'nechtevinu, let them mix it together and write it in one Yitma, one drasha. It should say as follows, Mikala oichel ashe ya'ochel, from all food items that are eaten, ashe yavol of mayim, that water will come on it and make it prepared. V'chol mashke ashe yishasa b'chol kli, and also any beverage that will be drunk in any vessel, Yitma will be tameh. Trei Yitma lomali, why do I need two times the drasha Yitma if they're both including what they could both be metamit to be beverages? Ella, rather, must be Yitma dereishu letamit tumas mashkin. It must be, and this is what Ravina's raya says, you don't have to come on to the raya of that the Gemara said that you don't find that you ever do tumah kreitz, but the pasuk itself is obvious that they're including different things. And that is the reisha was talking about that when food items could be yitma, yitame, other things, is to include that it can be tame beverages. And yitma the seifa latame tumas oichlin, whereas the tumah of the seifa of liquids, that it could be tame other things, was obviously to include tumas oichlin, and that's why it wasn't included in one drasha of yitma, because they're including yitame of different things. Now the Gemara asks, but the ema, let's say that this yitma of the seifa, which again is a reference to the ability of liquids that became tummy to be metami other things, let's say letame sakelim. Let's say it could also be metami vessels. Why does Rabbi Yossi say that it's only being metami other food items? So we understand that it cannot be metami liquids because of the two different rayas that the Gemara brought. However, let's say it could be metami vessels also. Why is it that he says only food items? Another thing Gemara says, well, but how could you say that? How could you say that these liquids be mitame kalim? V'lav kavel chayma, who isn't a kavel chayma? And there's the following logic. Uma kli shemitame mashke, if we find by a vessel, which is mitame mashke, but more than that, that this vessel, the pasuk itself that we're talking about, which is the source for mashke being mitame, is that there's a sheretz in the kli, and that kli is being mitame this beverage. Now, that kli is ein mitame kli, cannot be metame another kli. And that is, as the Gemara later on says, it says in the pasuk, kol asher b'toicha yitma, that whatever's inside the vessel will become tami, mikol o'echa, from all food items, which the drasha is, that yes, food item and beverages, they can become tami from the ear space of the earthenware vessel. But the kelim themselves do not become tami from the ear space of the klicheris. So this kli itself, that's being metame this mashka, cannot go ahead, which is the source of this tami, cannot go ahead and be metame other kelim. Therefore, mashkin, specifically these beverages, haboyin machmas kli, which are tummy themselves from that kli, ain't a dinchli, tamas akelim, doesn't it make sense that they cannot go ahead and be metami other kelim? And therefore, again, that resolves the question that we had, how can you say that maybe that it should include that not only that these liquids are metami machol, maybe also kelim, and I would say, kavachim, you can't say that. If the source of it cannot be metami kelim, definitely what's derivative from that cannot be metami kelim. But then the Gemara asks on that, wait, ve'ema kiloi mitame, maybe say that, when is it that mashkin cannot be mitame kelim? Mashkin abon machmes kli. When you have liquids that are tame because of a vessel, which is the case in point of what the pasuk was talking about, because that is where the kavochem is coming from. That you learn out that the mashkin cannot be mitame kli, because of the kli that's being mitame the mashkin cannot be mitame kli. So definitely the mashkin that's from it cannot be mitame kli. Avol, so that's what the pasuk's case was talking about. But a different case. When if a beverage would become tummy because a sheretz touched it, not from a kli, then hachanami demetami, maybe in that case that the mashkin would be able to metami kelim, because there you don't have a kavochaimer. So maybe there where we have yitmi yitami, that would include that it could be metami even kelim. And that the Gemara says as follows. Mashkin haboyin machmas sheretz miksivi. Is there any other pasuk that talks about beverages becoming tummy that you would say there is another element that shows about when it becomes tummy from a sheretz? You don't. You only have over here regarding what we're talking about with the kli cheres that's going ahead and being metame from the sheretz that was in its ear space being metame that liquid. And therefore we continue our tamid beis. Rather, how do we know this tumah regarding when the sheretz touches beverages that it becomes tummy? That's v'lav makal v'chaymer kasu. That's only from a kal v'chaymer from where? From the actual source that we were talking about before. That is umam mashkin aboyin machmas kli metamin. If beverages that are tummy because of a vessel, which again, that vessel was only a rishon because the sheretz was the av, and yet still we say from that pasuk that the liquids are going to become tamei. So then mashkin aboyin machmas sheretz lekolshkin. So definitely that liquid that are touched by the rishon, by the av itself, from the sheretz itself, it's most definitely, since that's mochamer, that for sure we're going to say that then the mashkin would become tamei. If so, if that's the only source for Mashkin to become tummy when the sheretz touches it, so then therefore the question is resolved. Because dayoy, let it be enough. In other words, for the beverages that a sheretz touched it, lavay min hadin, that's learnt out from the din, where do we know that from? From Mashkin that touched a vessel. So then liyas kan eden, enough that it should be, then we are learning it out from. And that is just like those liquids. That where is the source of the liquids that were touched by sheretz is from when it was touched by a kli. That those liquids cannot be metame a kli, as we said from a kavo chaymer, if the kli can't, so then the liquid can't either. So here also, although it's more chamer when it touches a sheretz, but it can't be stronger than when you're learning it out from, that there the source cannot be metame a kli. So here also when it touches a sheretz, it also cannot touch a kli, and therefore that resolves again the question about even in what the Gemara sub question was, that maybe it could be metame kalim, we say it cannot be metame kalim, it could only be metame oichel. Now the Gemara goes back to what it discussed in Amud Beis to explain a similar concept. So yitma dereisha. Now we explained regarding Rabbi Yossi's interpretation of his yitma yitame, that we said that liquids can be metame other things, specifically food items, as we just described. It can't be mashkin, was brought down to pshat, and it can't be kalim, as we just elaborated. So now, therefore, the Yitma of the Reisha, which was talking about by food items. Heichidarsh, how does Rabbi Kiva make his drasha? On that, the Gemara says, Mikolo Eichel Asher Yoichel. The first half of the Pasuk says that from all food items that will be eaten, Asher Yovel of Maim, the water will come on it, Yitma, it will become Tame. So as we said before, why does it say Yitma? It should say Tame. To tell you the drasha, Yitame, that it can be Tame other things, Letame Asamashkin, to say that food items can then go ahead and transmit Tame to beverages. On that, the Gemara asked a similar question as it asked by when it was elaborating on Rabbi Yossi's halacha, which was by beverages. Now we're talking about the first half of the pasuk, which is by food item, which is Rabbi Kiva. Ata Omer, do you say letame es hamashkin, that this that we're including, that food items can be metame, is only to beverages? Or yeina el letame es akli, or maybe this that we're including, that food items could go ahead and be metame, it's even to vessels. That the Gemara says amr kavochaima. It's a kavochaima that cannot be. It cannot be that the food items are being included to be metame kale, because umam mashka shemetame oichel. If we find, which is what the drasha that we just said before from Rabbi Yossi, that beverages can be metame food items, yet ein metame kli, and as we just said that before also, that from a kal v'chomer, from keli, cannot be metame keli, so too the beverages cannot be metame keli. So if beverages that could be metame oichel cannot be metame kli, so then oichel she'ein metame oichel, so then by food items which cannot be metame food items, as we mentioned before, because ein oisit tume kayitza, but nothing can make another thing tame the same as it itself is, so then ein adin shel yitma kli, isn't it a kal v'chomer that it cannot be metame kli? Because liquids which are more chomer, because it could be metame eichlin, and yet it cannot be metame kli, so eichlin which cannot be metame eichlin, most definitely cannot be metame kli. So then ha ma ni mekayim yitma, so what does that drasha of yitma yitame come to include? Rather, latame es hamashkin. It's coming to include that it could convey tumah to beverages, shein alulin lekabel tumah, because they're more susceptible to receive tumah. And that's because liquids do not need heksher, they do not have to be prepared with one of the zayin mashkin, like food items, and therefore they are mekabel tumah from the food items that touch it. To which the Gemara asks, my iri mashkin mishum da alulin lekabel tumah, why do we end off like this by saying, that the reason why food items are metame beverages, because they're more susceptible to tumah, and therefore they're the ones that are going to be mekabel tumah from these food items. Typically, mishum delekem midachrini, we just concluded. Say there's nothing else that are going to be included from yitma yitame of the food items, because we said it cannot be food items, because nothing makes keyutzah. And we say it cannot be kalim, because we said it's a kavochemer from mashkin. So it must be it's only be metame mashkin. What's this that we have to give this other svara, because the liquids are more susceptible to tumah? And that's why that's the thing that's going to be accepting the tumah of the machol. Nothing much tachikama. What we were saying was that v'chitema, and if you would say that maybe not what we had said before, the logic, that maybe oichel chamer, maybe food items are more stringent than liquids. And that is because this that we find liquids cannot be metame liquids, yet whereas by food items we do say the metame mashkin, that it could be metame liquids, and therefore, although liquids cannot be metame kli, maybe nitmai likli, maybe food items could be metame kli, because although we said a kavachem the other way, but it could be kavachem the other way. Maybe food items are more stringent because it could be metame mashke, and mashke cannot be metame mashke. Maybe that's why it cannot be metame kli. But food items that could be metame mashke, maybe it could be metame kli. And that is the teretz, what we were saying, that hahu, that this that we said, that yitma of oichel is coming to metame mashke, is chumr de mashkin hu. doesn't make it astringency of the food item that it's metame mashkin, hence to say, oh, it's more stringent than liquids, and therefore maybe metame kalim. Rather, it must be a kavah chemin that if mashkin cannot be metame kalim, most definitely food items cannot. Because the fact that food items are being metame, the liquids, shows the stringency of the liquids that being contaminated and becoming tame. And the reason why is because mishum de mashkin alul lekabatoma. You want to know the reason why food items are metame only liquids? Because there's a stringency in liquids. And what is that stringency? Because it's more susceptible to tuma than other things. And that's why we brought that down to say that it's going to be more stringent than the food items. And therefore, kal v'chomer that if liquids are not metame kalim, most definitely food items are not metame kalim. As the statement ended, what is its susceptibility? Now, what is this? This is because, as we had mentioned before, that there's a kabbalah's tumah by liquids, even without being prepared. And that is whereas we find by food items that it has to first have liquids full on it, and that's desirable, and seven types of liquids, and only then is it susceptible to tumah, whereas by liquid it's susceptible right away. That is why it's more alul, and that is why machal mametame only liquids, and hence, yes, that's the stringency in mashkin. And if mashkin not metame kalim, most definitely that food items not metame kalim, and that's why the explanation of the interpretation of Rabbi Kiva is again the similar as Rabbi Yasi, that each one is only metame the other one. Machalim only metame mashkin, and mashkin of the end of the pasuk only metame machalim. Now the Gemara brings a different drasha related to the discussion that we were talking about. It says in the pasuk yitma. So now we made a drasha yitma that it becomes tame, but also yitame it's metame other things. However, the way it's read is yitma. What does that come to teach? De'ein oitze kayoitze ba. That it cannot make something else that's the same type as it also tame. And that is, for example, food item cannot be metame other food items, and beverages cannot be metame other beverages. And this that we darish in yitame, that's to say other things, as we just said, food item, beverages, and beverages, food item. So now the Gemara asks, mihacha nafke, is it really true that from here we learn this idea that it itself is tame, but it cannot be metame its own same min, that it'll be metame? But mahasim nafke, we have a different source that says this. There's a pasuk in Vayikra that says, "Chiyutin mayim al zera." If water will be put on the seed, v'nafal min nevlasim alav, and then a carcass, something that's tame, will fall on it. So tamehu, it is tame. That sounds like a miut. It is tame. Hu tame ve'ein oisit tuma kayetzeba. And however, it does not make other things that are just like it. In other words, another food item just like this food item will not become tame. So why do we need this source of yitma if we have already the source of tamehu, that it itself does not mitame its own same type, its own mitame something else? And that the Gemara says we need both. Because chad, one is coming to exclude the mashkin haboin machmas sheretz. One is coming to exclude when there's liquid that became tame because of a sheretz. And as Rashi explains, although the pasuk is not talking about mashkin, and although it says chiyutin mayim al zera, which is mashma that although it's talking about that there was liquid on it, but the pasuk is mashma that even if the sheretz touched it after it dried up, as long as it made the solid susceptible, even if there's no liquid, so it's not even talking about liquid. However, Rashi explains that it was megala, it revealed this halacha by eichel, and hence the same thing would apply to mashkin. So we have these two pesukim by eichel, but the Gemara uses it that the same thing would apply to mashkin, and that is one is excluding the liquid that became tamei because of a sheretz, the chad, and one of them, which is the pasuk of yitma that we had mentioned before, was there as a drasha b'mashkin haboy machmes kli, regarding to be made for liquids that became tame from a kli, which that's what it's talking about, that it became because of a kli, that it's not going to make kayotzeba. So we had these two psukim to say that it's only that will become tame. In the case of what we were talking about, a beverage, that only itself, but not tame another beverage similarly. And that is, one is to say that it became tame from a sheretz, and one is talking about, like the pasuk was talking about, when it became tame from a kli. And the Gemara says, we needed both drushes. If we were only say the one of yitma, which is the pasuk that was told about with the sheretz in the ear space of the kli cheres, that the beverages became tummy because of the kli, and that's what the drasha of yitma comes to say, that only the beverage could become tummy, but it cannot be tummy other beverages like it, and the drasha of yitama is only to say food items, I would think the same mishum de lechamir, because they're not so stringent, they're only a sheni, because the kli was a rishon and the sheretz that was in the ear space was the yav. But in the case of with the liquids, our tummy because the sheretz touched it, which is more stringent because here it's a rishon, it went straight from the av of the sheretz. I would think to say that there you would say that the beverage could convey tumah to another liquid, because here it's a rishon. That's why we needed also the drasha of tamei hu, to say that only it's tamei, but it will not convey tumah to other things. And that the Gemara asks, wait. We'll then say just in reverse. Say only the one of when liquids become tummy because of a sheretz, which is the pasuk of tamehu. The kolshkin mashkin aboy machmas kli. And most definitely, I wouldn't need the pasuk of yitma to tell you. I would know that when the liquids become tummy on a sheni level from the rishon of the kli cheres, which became tummy from the yav of the sheretz, that most definitely it's not going to be able to transmit tumma to its own type. So why do I need yitma? And I think Marcy's right, but Nilsa Na'asi B'Kavochayma, something that could be learned out from a Kavochayma, that is, if I would have only had the drasha of Tamei Hu, I would have known also the drasha of Yitma, I wouldn't have needed it, and I would have known that if it's a Sheni for sure, I cannot go ahead and make Mashkin similar to a Tamei. However, Tarech V'Kasa L'Kra, the Pasuk goes through the effort to write a Pasuk, although it could have been learned from a Kavochayma, that's the Klal in the Gemara, that it goes ahead and specifies it anyway. So now the Gemara has concluded in its elaboration of these two opinions, of the opinion of Rabbi Yisi and the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, which explains their drashas that they make of Yitma Yitame, both for the first half of the Pasuk of Machalim, which is what Rabbi Kiva's drasha, and Rabbi Yisi, his student who followed in his footsteps, made the same drasha of Yitma Yitame, that both of them were saying that it could go ahead and transmit tumah to something else, but it had to be something different. And that the Gemara asks on that Iker Yisoid, on that fundamental principle that Rabbi Yisrael was saying the same as his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, but Vaha'ama Rava already said that Loi Rabbi Yisi, that neither Rabbi Yisi, which the Gemara later on will bring, that he makes a drasha of a Kavachema from Mechusi Kippurim, that from those that have yet to bring their carbon, that he doesn't hold Sava Rabbi Kiva, that he doesn't hold like Rabbi Kiva, that a sheni will make a shlishi by chulin. As we said, that's unique to Rabbi Kiva, that he holds that even a chulin can become a shlishi. The loy Rabbi Kiva savik Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Kiva does not hold like Rabbi Yaisi, which later on is brought that it says that there's a revi by kaidish from Kal. Rabbi Yaisi says that we can find that a kaidish can become a revi from a kavachayma from a chusik kippurim. Now this statement of Rava will be explained later on by Rav Ashi and Rav Kahana. But the idea is that since Rabbi Yaisi holds that mashkin are metami other things min haTorah, as we had explained previously, and that was the brice of Rabbi Yisrael and Shimon, that they say that it's metami other food items min haTorah. The only source that we can have for this is from Yitzma, that we said with Darshan Yitamei. Now, obviously, that he does hold that a shady makes a shlishi even by chulin, because this that which says Yitma, both by the first half of the pasuk of by food items, and by the second half of the pasuk by mashkin, it's going on a sheni, because the sheretz was the av, the klicheres was the rishon, and now this food item or beverage, which is what the pasuk is talking about, that yitma is a sheni, and yet it's saying yitame, that will go ahead and transmit tumah, which sounds like they were saying that the shlishi, which the pasuk doesn't differentiate, whereas tumah even by chulin will become a shlishi, and that's difficult according to Rava, who he said that Rabbi Yisi is not like Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is not like Rabbi Yisi. So Amalei, he says you're right. It's not difficult according to Rabbi, because Rabbi Yisi, when he said this drasha, that by Thomas Mashkin, that it's going to be telling me other things, min haTorah, and therefore he has to have, where's that known from the drasha of Yitma, that Yitameh, that it can be telling me other things, Beshitis Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Amra. That was being said in the opinion of his Rebbe Rabbi Kiva, that he made the same drasha regarding food items, and that Rabbi Yisi says, now, oh, since my Rebbe made the drasha in the first half of the pasuk of Yitma Yitameh, so obviously he holds that Mashkin also would be mitami other things, and therefore they have a biblical source, and therefore Mashkin are mitami other things, specifically food items min haTorah. However, Valele Svirle, he himself does not hold like that. Rabbi Yisi does not hold that Thomas Mashkin to mitami other things are midaraisa, and that is, he does not make the drasha of Yitma Yitameh, as what Rava's opinion will be elaborated on the future daf, to say that he doesn't hold that Sheni would make a shlishi regarding chulin. But if he said Yitma Yitameh, he would have to say that. He doesn't. He essentially holds like Rimei and Rabbalaza that they do not say that there's any biblical tumma min haTorah from Mashkin to mitami other things. And this that it says, Rabbi Yisi b'Shimon Oimrim, that the Mashkin or mitami other things min haTorah, that was in the opinion of his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, but he himself does not actually hold like that.